You're back with First Name Sports on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Live from the Sports Map Radio studios, here's Greg Frank.
All right, let's go back out to the Progressive guest line as we bring on Saad Youssef from The Athletic. He covers the Dallas Stars as their season concludes last night on home ice at American Airlines Center. Shut out by the Vegas Golden Knights, 6-0. Saad, good to have you aboard. How are you?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing pretty well ourselves. So how do you explain last night for the Stars? I mean, it looked like they were obviously I mean, they were very much into the series finally, and it looked like they had played better in game four than they did the previous three. Game five might have been their best game of the series. And then they just, you know, throw in another clunker there last night. What's the explanation?
You know, I think Pete DeBoer had a really honest assessment after the game where, you know, the elimination game energy and that you have to bring physically, mentally, emotionally, all that stuff. You know, I don't think there's just an unlimited amount of that. And you know, DeBoer mentioned that yesterday after the game where, you know, the Stars, game six was their fourth time, as he put it, their fourth time going into that well, going into that elimination game well, whereas Vegas, I don't believe, has faced an elimination game yet this season. And so, you know, it's funny because game five was really the one where the odds are all stacked against them. They're, you know, they got Vegas's attention by winning game four. They were in Vegas. They were still without Jamie Benn, still without Evgeny Dadonov. So that was the game where, you know, I really personally expected the Stars to lose. And then game six, you're thinking, well, you know, everything on paper looks great. You're coming back home. You're getting Jamie Benn back.
Right.
But like DeBoer said, you just run out of that mental and physical energy at times when facing elimination.
You mentioned Jamie Benn coming back. What was the vibe like talking to him after the game last night?
I mean, he was definitely heartbroken. You could tell he was taking it pretty hard. And, you know, it's kind of weird because I also covered Ben when he lost in the Stanley Cup final. I think that was the most down I've ever seen him. But yesterday was, you know, he was obviously, you know, it's not the Stanley Cup final. It's the round before, but you know, you could tell it still hurt him pretty bad.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, obviously Pavelski, like Ryan Suter's a veteran, like you get so close and it's not something you can just get over, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, you know, we talked to Pavelski yesterday as well, and you know, that was another, you know, just another, you know, sombering moment for him where, you know, he's kind of, you know, he's turning 39 this summer and he's under contract next year. He's going to be back, but, you know, it might really be his last chance or close to it. So that kind of reality does set in every time, you know, these moments happen.
Saad Youssef, our guest, covers the Dallas Stars for The Athletic as their season concludes last night at the American Airlines Center with a 6-0 loss against the Vegas Golden Knights. And Saad, I think it's also interesting, and this was a question I knew I wanted to ask you, when you chunk the two overtime losses and then the two blowout losses at home, and, you know, how you kind of interpret those two different sets of losses, and do you look back and say, well, of course, if you get outscored 10-0 in two games at home, you're going to lose a series? Or do you say, hey, if they had just stolen one of those first two in Vegas, they're in a game seven? Like, which side of the equation do you land on?
You know, it's a little bit of both, but I lean a little bit more towards the latter. And the reason why is because, you know, it's not that Dallas needed to steal one of the games in Vegas. It's that Vegas stole game two from Dallas. Mm. Dallas was the better team in game two throughout. And then Ryan Suter had the terrible turnover at the end of regulation. And then the Stars had a terrible line change in overtime. And all of a sudden, a game that Dallas dominated throughout the entire game. Honestly, you know, watching every single game this postseason, game two in Vegas was maybe a top two or three game that Dallas has played this postseason. And for them not to win that game, I think that was that along with Jamie Benn's dangerous cross check was probably the two moments. I don't really think they lost the series in game six. They lost the series in game two and game three, but really in game two, to your point, you know, if Dallas wins that game one in overtime, that they steal that game from Vegas. But game two, Vegas stole the game from them, and that was the difference.
That's a good point. You mentioned the Benn cross check on Stone. I mean, it was so early in the game, it's really hard to project how that game three would have looked if that didn't happen. But I'm sure you've allowed yourself to think about that a little bit, right?
Yeah, and like I said, like I'm not, you know, I'm not biased one way or the other personally, right. And so like for me, like I'm with you on that. Like I don't look at game three and say that, you know, well, if Ben doesn't do that, the Stars win that game. It just becomes a throwaway game, but you can't throw away a game in the conference finals. That's the thing. So for me, like, yeah, I think, you know, that was just a terrible decision, a terrible play. Let's not also forget that Vegas was already up 1-0 when he did that,
right,
less than 2 minutes into the game. So I also think that, you know, Vegas probably it has a better chance of winning that game, even if that doesn't happen, but it certainly didn't help.
Sad, we've talked about some of the veterans on this team, but at the same time, while Pete DeBoer is a well-traveled coach, this was his first year with the Stars, and you get to a conference final, you have a goaltender that, you know, we certainly look at while he was inconsistent in the postseason, you point to and say he's going to be around for a while. You certainly figure Miro Heiskanen is going to be around for a while. A lot of these other key players, Roope Hintz, Jason Robertson, you look at and say there's a lot to work with here. So while there are some veterans that you wonder if they're going to get a crack at it as good as this one again, there's also a lot of players young or entering their primes where they give Stars fans reasons for optimism moving forward. So just how do you see the short-term future of the Dallas Stars?
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what I wrote, you know, last night in my post-game column. And to your point, there's two things. You don't know that you're going to get 78 points out of Jamie Benn again or 77 out of Pavelski again, just because, you know, Pavelski's 39, Jamie Benn is an aging power forward. Those are hard things to bank on. But if you're looking at what's coming up, the Dallas Stars are going to be a better team next year than what they were this year. That's just, you know, they have Logan Stankoven, who just had a 5.9 the Memorial Cup the other day. And you know, if it wasn't for Connor Bedard, he'd be the talk of the town in the WHL and juniors. Mm. And then they have Maverick Bork, their first round pick from 2020, who, you know, who is very promising and had a great year in the AHL. So those are two players that are going to upgrade the roster next year. Now, you know, again, you can't bank on Ben and Pavelski doing what they did again. But if they do, the rest of the roster is going to be improved. What Dallas needs to do, though, is really do something about the back end, because that's where they were exposed the most against Vegas.
So they go to the Stanley Cup Final in 2020, and then they have this run this year. And I mentioned, obviously, DeBoer in his first year, so it was still with Bonus in 2020. But is there a sense, too, that at least with the guys, both some of the, you know, the Heiskanens and the Hintzes that have been around and you figure are a part of the long-term future, but also with the veterans who we don't quite know how much longer they'll keep doing this, is there still, like, a level of confidence here that it's a strong locker room and, like, they've built a really good culture there?
Yeah, they do. They do have that belief, and you know, all that starts with Jim Neal. Like, that's mm-hmm. the kind of guys that Jim Neal likes to bring in. Typically, you know, there's not a lot of locker room cancers that enter the organization, and you know, and even if the occasional one slips through, the culture is so strong in Dallas. I mean, you know, last year Joe Pavelski wasn't even wearing a letter, and you know, that tells you how deep the leadership room is, where, you know, a former captain isn't even wearing a letter in the locker room. Obviously he was this year, but Jamie Benn, Pavelski, Tyler Seguin, Miro Heiskanen, Jake Ottinger is one of the most respected leaders in that room, and he's only 24. Mm. So all those guys combined, I think, really do factor in big time.
All right, Saad, we got time for one more. As you get to relax a little bit and watch the Stanley Cup Final, what do you think? I mean, you look at these two teams. Florida has been on this crazy run, and Vegas has just been a model of consistency the entire season, for that matter. It should be a good series, right?
Oh, I can't wait. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, for me, it was going to be fun to watch in different ways, whether it was going to be Dallas or Vegas, because when I look at Florida, obviously they have a lot of playmakers, but it starts with Matthew Tkachuk. And, you know, I think with Tkachuk, it was going to be Tkachuk versus Miro for me, or it's going to be Tkachuk versus maybe the deepest decor in the entire league. And then, obviously, you have to solve Bob in net, and yeah, you know, Aiden Hill has just been so great, you know, in his own right in this series. So it's just going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a fun duel between two contrasting styles.
There he is, Saad Youssef, covers the Dallas Stars from The Athletic. Kind enough to join us. Great coverage all season long. Saad, really appreciate your time. Enjoy the Stanley Cup Final.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think he hit on it there, and we'll certainly dive into it more come Friday. But this is going to be, I think, a really fun Stanley Cup final when you look at the matchups and the storylines of Vegas trying to, as I said earlier, be the fastest expansion franchise to win the Stanley Cup versus the big Florida Panthers trying to get their first in franchise history, and the South Florida angle here with the Panthers and Heat both in the finals in their respective sports. So it should be a lot of fun, and you know, sucks it's only Tuesday. We got a couple days until the NBA Finals get started, and then still four more days until they drop the puck on the Stanley Cup Final. We will take a timeout. Some social media jabs being thrown over the weekend. Fair or foul? We'll get into what I'm talking about on the other side. First Name Sports, Sports Map Radio.